West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Every polling place in Carroll and Harrelson County open until 7 o'clock tonight as registered voters have one last chance to cast a ballot in the 15-county U.S. Congress District 3 race. Also, registered voters in Carroll County's Commission District 5, which covers portions of southern and eastern Carroll County, will find two candidates vying to sit on the Board of Commissioners beginning in 2025. Georgia State Patrol is investigating a multi-vehicle crash over the weekend that involved a Buchanan police vehicle. The second crash, the officer behind the wheel has been involved in 2024. According to the GSP preliminary report, a Buchanan police vehicle was traveling east on Georgia 120. Another vehicle, a Nissan Rogue, was traveling north on Georgia 1 with a green light. A third vehicle, a Ford F-150, was traveling west on Georgia 120, stopped for the red light at the intersection. GSP says, according to witnesses, the Buchanan police vehicle had emergency equipment activated and entered the intersection for an unknown reason. The Nissan Rogue struck the Buchanan police vehicle in the passenger side. After the initial impact, the Buchanan police vehicle struck the Ford F-150. The Buchanan police officer was transported to Grady, and the driver of the Nissan Rogue was transported to Higgins. Georgia State Patrol says this collision remains under investigation. A former Villarica man serving time in state prison has shot and killed a state prison kitchen worker and then shot himself over the weekend. According to the Georgia Department of Corrections, inmate Jay Drake's heart shot dead an Aramark Food Service employee while working in the kitchen at Smith State Prison in Glenville, then turned the gun on himself. The GDC says Hart and the Aramark employee were involved in a personal relationship. Officials said a suicide note they believe was written by Hart was found at the scene. Hart was serving a 30-year sentence at Smith State Prison for his voluntary manslaughter charge for his role in a Memorial Day weekend 2013 shooting death of 46-year-old Henry Jr. Mathis. After an argument between the two men, Hart, then 22, took a gun from the vehicle of Joshua Antonio Arnold, also 22 years old, and shot Mathis several times before fleeing in the car with Arnold. And a 20-year-old Atlanta man freed from the Harrelson County Jail after posting a $12,000 bond may still owe a visit to the Carroll County Jail after leading law enforcement in both counties on a high-speed chase early Monday morning. Harrelson County deputies say Montez Laquavius Williams was clocked on I-20 traveling over 100 miles per hour. He ignored an attempted traffic stop, then exited I-20 at exit 9, where he led police on a chase through the city of Mount Zion, hitting speeds of 110 miles per hour, before making his way into Carrollton, where his vehicle lost control and crashed into a telephone pole. Williams reportedly told investigators that he had a suspended license, and he was aware that some police officers don't chase, so that is why he ran. I'm Colin Worthington.